Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we're continuing in the devotional journal, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship. 13 weeks of daily devotions. Each week is wrapped around a different aspect of how we can serve or how we ought to serve. This week we've been looking at serving with strength and various aspects of strength from God's perspective and how we can serve with a greater strength. Today we look at a topic of strength that probably sounds, well, a bit upside down, to say the least. And that's serving with strength through weakness. In the devotional book, I write and I ask the question, what is your greatest weakness? I don't know how often we think about that. I'm guessing most of us, that's not a question we ask ourselves very often. We know there's weaknesses within us. We know that they lurk very near the surface at times. But we would just as soon not acknowledge them any more often than we have to. But as I ask a lot in the devotions that I write, because sometimes we can fool ourselves. Would those closest to you agree? What would they say your greatest weakness is? You see, sometimes we need the help of others to really be honest with ourselves. But the real heart of this devotion isn't really about discovering our weaknesses. It's about allowing God to use them. Paul writes, and it's in the midst of the context of praying, that this thorn in the flesh would be removed. And he talks about praying three times that God would remove this thorn. God reminds him that his grace is sufficient. That in his weaknesses, in Paul's weaknesses, God is made strong. And Paul concludes that he will live, glorifying God, that even in his weaknesses, that when he is weak, then he is strong. I believe God uses our strengths, our natural abilities, the things that we are very good at. He can use them if we allow him to. After all, he gave them to us. He created us with those very strengths that we like to glory in. But I also believe and have experienced God uses our weaknesses, and often in greater ways than our strengths, because it's more likely that he's going to get the credit and glory that he deserves. To those that know me well, it's no secret. I write in the devotional the fact that I'm afraid of people. And to say that I am shy and grew up as a shy young man and boy would be an understatement. And yet, God has led and drawn me into a preaching and teaching ministry that terrifies me more often than not, but also gives me a fulfillment of watching God's strength at work. To recognize, and I've been able to learn techniques to kind of keep my mind focused on God and away from the things that would frighten me. But to recognize this weakness, this area of my life, that I really had no strength in, and watching God use it anyway. There's no way that I can claim credit for doing what I do when it comes time to preach or to teach a group. I mean, I could, it just would be utterly false, and most people that know me would know that it's utterly false. And I could fool some people, but what would be the point? You see, when I am weak, then God is strong. If I'm serving Him, if I'm living obedient to Him. Often throughout Scripture, you would hear of the prophets especially who would cry out to God and ask Him to do something for His name's sake, so that the people would revere Him and honor Him and trust in Him, so that He wouldn't receive a bad reputation, so that the people would not feel a cause to mock God or diminish Him in any way. And as we serve God, we find that there's great strength in our weaknesses. When we pray, when we ask God, when we look to Him to show up for His name's sake, we find a strength that only He can give. And I believe this is especially needed in the area of serving. I suppose there are those that serve naturally. It's just a part of who they are. They're created that way. You get the story of Mary and Martha, and one of them is learning, sitting at the feet of Jesus, just wants to be in His presence. The other is busy about the house, taking care of the meals, making sure everyone's served and cared for, and just a part of her nature. But for many people, serving others is, well, a weakness. It's not a natural thing. It's not even something they've tried to learn all that well. But when we recognize God's call to serve, and we step out, we look for the opportunities, we take those opportunities, and we step into those roles of serving, even on our weakness, God shows up, so that we can be made strong. Strong enough to do what He's called us to do. When you live life, pay attention to how God works in your life. Don't dismiss opportunities just because it's not what you're good at. Spend time with God in His Word and prayer, listening. Because if He brought the opportunity before you, if His Word and His Spirit continually confirm with others that this is something for you, trust Him to take the weaknesses and to show Himself to be strong. And I'm not saying there's not a growth process. There's not a stumbling at the beginning. I look back and some of the earlier sermons that I've preached that are recorded, I cringe at times. Twenty years ago, it's hard to believe it's been that long. I taught fifth grade for most of a year, filling in for a teacher that originally left on maternity leave and decided that she wasn't going to come back. And the students, I realized during class, and they began to do that in this fifth grade class, and there was a crossover between those and the ones I was working with in children's and youth ministry, and they would start counting the number of times that I said, And when I finally figured it out, and they thought they were in trouble, and I said, no, I don't mind. As a matter of fact, it helps me to pay attention, to improve. And God can take your weakness, and He can take others around you to help you. But even while that remains a weakness, He can be shown to be strong if you'll let Him, if you'll surrender, if you'll walk in submission, if you'll seek to honor Him in all things, if you recognize that His grace indeed is sufficient. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us, that You've called us to Yourself, that You've called us to serve You by serving others. And You've not only called us to serve out of the strong points of our life, the things that we enjoy, the things that we feel that we're good at, but You've called us to serve out of our weakness. Reminding us that when we are weak, that You are strong. And Father, today as I pray, I ask that You would help us to evaluate. Not just evaluate our weaknesses and strengths so that we're aware of them, but to evaluate the needs that You've put before us, that You've called us to serve in. To use that criteria as what we choose to do, not what we like. To listen for Your calling through Scripture, through Your Word, through the confirmation of those around us. And rather than our immediate response be, I can't, I'm not good at it, may our response be to turn to You and say, Lord, help me in this. Be strong in my weakness. Father, today as we pray, I pray for those that today are facing opportunities to serve that they just don't think they're ready for. I pray that You would strengthen them, that You would surround them with the encouragers that they need. That You would help them to draw on the preparation that You've already done in their life that they may not even be aware of. Father, as You work mightily through them, may they be very careful to acknowledge Your strength at work, even in the midst of any weakness. And Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that they would recognize not only the way that you've gifted them to do things incredibly well, but recognize how you work through the weaknesses that they may not like, they may not want, they may try to hide. May we, through our example and our encouragement, may we help our children to step out into serving in ways that stretch their comfort zone greatly. Ways that require them to trust you more than they trust themselves. Father, that's my prayer for each one of us. That our comfort level would not dictate what we do and what we don't do, but that we would allow you to direct all of that. And Father, when we're tempted to trust only in ourselves, may we repent and turn to you and trust more fully in you than we have ever done before. Father, may we not discount the work that you can do through others, even as they appear weak to us. Oh God, there's so many times that I know I've been dismissed because I appear to not be what the world wants or what an individual wants. And I suspect I've done that to people as well. So help us to look beyond what our eyes can see and envision the work that you can do when we bring to you our strengths, our weaknesses, everything about us. And we cry out and ask that you would have your way in us, and that you would have your way through us. Father, today as I pray, I think of those that are struggling, who feel weak in every aspect of their life. I pray that they would know the sufficiency of your grace, that they would recognize and that we would recognize as those who are called to encourage them, the strength that they have in you. Father, today as we lift up our weaknesses, we're not praying that you would remove them. We're praying that you would work through them in mighty ways. That your glory would be seen, that the knowledge of Jesus would be spread wherever we go. Father, today I pray that we would reject the world's definition of strength and power and might. That we would reject the world's glorification of those things. Instead, that we would turn to you. That we would serve in strength because you serve through us, even as we serve you through serving others. Oh, Father, I pray that when we are weak, we would more fully know you. Your strength than ever before. And I pray that it's out of that strength, out of your strength, that we lift up Jesus every day so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.